USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The White House is preparing to send a $300 million military aid package to Ukraine. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan telling reporters the funds come from savings the Pentagon was able to identify in Army budgets. He added that it's only a temporary solution as a major foreign aid funding bill remains stalled in the House. This as Senate lawmakers are still in talks on funding the government before a March 22nd deadline. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, is confident about avoiding a shutdown.
Now, these are vital things at stake in the upcoming funding deadline, and we'll continue to work hard and pass the next round of bills to keep the government open and deliver for American families.
The House Intelligence Committee holds their annual 2024 annual threat assessment hearing on Tuesday. Committee Chairman Mike Turner asking FBI Director Christopher Wray if individuals on the no-fly list have been allowed on a plane.
I believe, again, depends on what time period you're talking about, but I believe there have been individuals where, in coordination between investigators and other agencies, an individual that we want to see where they're going and be able to potentially arrest them, that there may have been situations where somebody's been allowed to fly in that kind of situation.
The embattled head of the Uvalde Police Department in Texas is resigning. Chief Daniel Rodriguez will leave the office in April. The city is not saying why he's stepping down. Rodriguez was on vacation when an armed gunman stormed the town's elementary school, killing 19 students and two teachers. Inflation was up again in February, slightly higher than analysts were predicting. The Consumer Price Index, which measures the cost of goods and services, was up 0.4% for the month and 3.2% from the same time last year. This is USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-540-9750. 800-540-9750. 800-540-9750. That's 800-540-9750.
Special Counsel Robert Hur spent some time on Capitol Hill Tuesday testifying about his report regarding President Biden's retention of classified documents at his home and former workplace. Hur's report says while there was evidence of classified material found in the president's possession, it wasn't enough to charge him with a crime. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer calls out the Biden administration in his opening remarks, saying they did not want Hur's report to be released.
The White House has refused to be transparent with the American people about the president's mishandling of classified documents. And worse, they have appeared to have lied about the timeline, about who handled the documents, and even about the contents of President Biden's interview with Special Counsel Hur.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz, speaking alongside former University of Alabama football coach Nick Saban, is at a congressional roundtable Tuesday addressing the so-called NIL deals, which allows college athletes to profit from their name, image, and likeness. Senator Cruz says he supports athletes, but he wants to see federal guardrails on how it works.
I think it is good that young men and young women have worked incredibly hard to develop fantastic skills that in turn can generate enormous economic activity, should be entitled to enjoy the fruits of their labor.
Wednesday night's Powerball jackpot is set for an estimated $559 million. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.